If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. Last night I preached on the subject of look a life spent looking at what you can't see. And I dealt a little bit last night in that message about the fact that Paul said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. I'm dealing again with the subject of vessels tonight here in the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 19. Paul writing says this, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Father, we thank you tonight for the reading of your word, and I pray that as I stand in this place, God, would you enable me by your Spirit, Lord, that I might bring the message, God, that you've impressed upon my heart for this meeting tonight. Father, I pray would you challenge every one of us tonight that are born again, saved by the grace of God, that we might have a desire, Lord, to be that vessel of honor that would bring glory unto your name. Father, I pray tonight, if there'd be one here tonight that's unsaved, I pray, God, would you speak to them. And Father, work in every life. Help us to have receptive hearts unto your word tonight. And Father, we'll praise you for all you do, for it's in the name of Jesus we pray and we ask it. Amen and amen. Here in the Word of God, the Apostle Paul writing, and he comes down and he begins to talk about the fact of vessels in a great house. In verse number 20, he said, "But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor." Paul said, in a great house, in God's house, there are vessels of honor, and it's a sad thought tonight to think that there could possibly be vessels of dishonor even in this building tonight. Do you realize every one of us have the potential to be a vessel of honor? But we also have the same potential that we could be a vessel of dishonor unto the name of God. I don't think any of us would desire that. I believe every one of us tonight would desire to be the kind of vessel that would bring honor and glory unto his name. Paul outlined this vessel as he's speaking here. First of all, he said it is a purged vessel. Now, I don't know if you think about that. He said, if any man therefore purge himself. Now, that word purge is not a pleasant word. It's not, I mean, when you're thinking about purging something, something is expelled, something has gotten out of. There's a lot of folks could be a vessel of honor tonight if it gets some stuff out of their life that's causing them to be a vessel of dishonor. And he talked about the fact, he said, if a man there, you say, well, I'm waiting on the Lord to clean me up. Well, he might be waiting on you to clean yourself up. He said, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he said, now this, there's some things that God ain't going to do for you what you can do for yourself. I'm telling you what, I get all kinds of excuses, and I hear people say it's a purged vessel. Not only that, it is a prepared vessel. Do you realize before you'll ever do a work for God, there has to be a preparation take place in your life for it? I see young preachers surrender to call to preach, and they expect God to just drop them in a big church, big work, and just do this and that. No, I tell you, it's called paying your dues. It's called preaching wherever God lets you preach. If it's a street corner, if it's a nursing home, pay your dues, and God uses those times to prepare you for the larger work in your life. I thought about that. We're living in a day, not a lot of people like that preparation time. And then he said, it's a producing vessel. He said, be prepared and meet for the master's use unto every good work. Let me tell you something, if you're a vessel of honor or not, there'll be something being produced in your life. There'll be some good works in your life, not for your salvation, but because you are saved. I begin to think about the idea of a vessel and the importance of a vessel. I want to use an illustration tonight that all of you can relate to and show you the importance of a vessel. I was raised on a little farm over there. My daddy had a little farm, and we raised cows and horses, and we had chickens and hogs, and I was the only boy in my family. I had three sisters, and so, you know, I got to do a lot of the dirty work on the farm. And when it came time to slop the hogs, my mama, she'd always, they had an old slop bucket that they'd fill up, and them hogs didn't care nothing about that. But can you imagine this summer, it's getting ready to turn summer on us not long from now, and some of y'all be out mowing your yard, it's real good and hot, and man, you're dying for a drink of water, and all of a sudden here you see your neighbor coming, and he's got a bucket of ice water bringing it to you. You're going to think, man, that's a great neighbor, that's a wonderful neighbor. I mean, you're starving to death for a drink, and all of a sudden when he gets up close to you, you recognize he's carrying it in a slop bucket. You might be awfully thirsty, but your desire for a drink is going to diminish greatly when you see the vessel that is carrying it. Can I say to you today, that's the reason a lot of people say, well, I don't understand why nobody wants, I invite folks to come to church and I try to tell people on the job about Jesus. Well, it's not that they don't need a drink, and it's not that they know they need what you're telling them about, but they're just not too keen on the slop bucket that's presenting him. Some of y'all said, I can't believe he called me a slop bucket. I ain't coming back after Thursday night. I ain't either, praise the Lord. So y'all can just deal with it, praise God. I began to think about vessels, and I was there at the house one day, and I was praying. I said, God, there has to be some way for me to illustrate the importance of a vessel. And God showed me something that day. I've never gotten over it. Matter of fact, I brought something tonight with me. I got it hid up here in the choir, and I got here early and came in. And I wanted to show you something tonight about vessels. And I wanted to illustrate this message tonight. And I know every one of you are going to recognize what I'm getting ready to bring out here. And I'll bring them out one by one so you'll know what it is. How many has ever seen one of these? Why, sure, you go to the grocery store, you go in a convenience store, that is a 2-liter Coca-Cola on a cold day. I'm talking about, man, that'll hit the spot. You've been out working in the yard, wherever you're at, man, you chill that just right, and it'll hit the spot. That's a vessel right there. Let me get another vessel out for you tonight. How many has ever seen one of these? Why, sure, you've seen that. That's the, I have to look how many, that's the 20-ounce Coca-Cola. I mean, it, man, on a hot day you chill that, and man, that'll hit the spot real good. Let me show you something else about vessel tonight. How many has ever seen one of these? Why, sure you have. Y'all see a pattern developing here, don't you? I mean, sure you have. That's a can of Coke product right there. You put your money in the machine, get that out on a hot day. If you're real thirsty, that will hit the spot. Now let me see about this vessel. How many has ever seen one of these? Y'all getting ahead of me in this message now. Why, everybody's seen one of them. That is a Coca-Cola in the little glass bottle. I got to thinking about this tonight. If I line these up here and it's on a hot day, every one of them are chilled, and I give you your option on which one you'd like to drink, probably everybody in this building, if you've ever had one, you're going to pick this little bottle right here. Why is that? Well, it's the same product in all of them. But the difference is the vessel. The difference is, I like to think about this little old Coca-Cola as the old-time Christian, the old-time saint of God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the slogan of this company is that it's the real thing. I don't know about you, if there's ever been a day we need some people that are the real thing sitting in the pews, we need it in the generation that we live in. I got to thinking about that. Matter of fact, the company is infatuated with this little bottle. Matter of fact, they put pictures of this little bottle on this one right here. Matter of fact, got one on the side right there, and on the side back here they've got one, and they've got a little emblem. Matter of fact, on that can they got a picture of this bottle on that can. Wonder why they didn't put a picture of this can on this bottle. Because this is the trademark right here. This is the standard. This is what they are promoting. This is what they want you to think about. I got to think about this company is honest though, and I'm going to prove it to you. How many has ever seen one of them? That's a Diet Coke. Do you realize they didn't put a picture of this bottle on this can? Even they know that's not the real thing.
I mean, they're honest. They're honest. I mean, they didn't put it on there. I got to looking at that. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I begin to think about these vessels tonight, and I thought about what God desires in a vessel of honor. I begin to think about, first of all, you say, preacher, what kind of vessel does God desire for me to be? Number one, he's looking for a pure, clean vessel. He's looking for what? He said, if a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel of honor unto God, sanctified, meet for the masters. You see, I got to thinking about all of these and the preparation for them to be used. I know it probably took a little bit of heat to melt some of these down, but do you realize the only one up here that went through the most intense heat is this one right here? You ever been around where they're blowing glass? There are no impurities will come through that fire. Matter of fact, when they come out of there, all the impurities out. Everything. Let me tell you something right now. Them old time saints of God been through the fire. Hallelujah. They've been down in the valley and they've been up on the mountaintop, but thank God they've still got the goods. Hallelujah. And I'm glad their life is a vessel of honor unto God. Amen. I thought about pure and clean. You know what people are looking for? If you claim to be a Christian, they're looking at your life to see how clean it is. Have you ever done this? Many times I've stopped to get a drink out of a machine and I'd put my money in. When I get it out, I'd pick it up and all of a sudden, man, it'd be dirty on the top of the can. You ever had that happen to you? For some reason or another, maybe one has spewed on the other one and it got dirty. And before I'd drink out of it, I'd have to wipe. I'd go to wiping it and cleaning it off. I wonder how many times does a lost man have to wade through the dirt in your life to try to find Jesus in your life? I don't know about you, but we ought to have a vessel. We ought to be a vessel tonight. We ought to desire to be a vessel that's clean and pure before the Lord. Hallelujah. I thought about this. Not only is he looking for a vessel that is pure and clean, he's looking for a vessel that magnifies him. When I look at these products, every one of them, I see some of the product here, but I see some packaging, some wrapping, and some promotion on it. It'll tell you different things about it. When I look at this one, I see the same thing. Matter of fact, when I look at this one, I don't see any of the product, only the package. There's a lot of church folk like that. You can't see none of Jesus in their life, but they can tell you about their church membership. They can tell you about when they were baptized, or at least their granny can tell you when they were baptized. Amen. But you can't see none of Jesus in their life. And then I thought about this. When you look at this little vessel, you know what you see? You don't see any packaging. You don't see any promotion. You don't see anything. All you see is the product. Amen. I thought about that where the writer said this, he must increase and I must decrease. There's a lot of churches like this today. They're promoting themselves. You can't see much of the Lord, but they can tell you about all their virtues and they can tell you about all their good things. But I'll tell you what this world needs to see, an old-fashioned saint of God that all the time when they look at their life, all they see is Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, he's looking for a vessel that's pure and clean. He's looking for a vessel that magnifies the Savior. He's looking for a vessel that's solid and steadfast. When I look at this, I think of a lot of our church folk. This one's flexible, easily manipulated. I mean, it's just a plastic bottle. 2 liter, I mean, you can manipulate that bottle. I think about that we got some of these in our churches. This one right here reminds me of some church folk. Don't take much to bend them all out of shape. Matter of fact, this I've seen some of these in churches down through the years. I remember years ago when I was working in a supermarket, I'd take a break, go back to the break room, and I'd get me a drink. I'd sit down on the table, go wash my hands. Some of them old boys I work with is always doing something mean, pulling some kind of trick. And while you're gone, they grab your drink up and shake it just like this right here and then set it back down and don't tell you nothing about it. And you walk back in there and, oh, man, you're just on break, just trying to get your little snack for break. And all of a sudden you hit that and then, I mean, just blows up all over the place. I've seen church folk like that. I mean, the preacher, he ain't got a clue. On Sunday morning, he's back there at the door shaking hands and, hey, how you doing today? Well, I'll tell you how I'm going to do it, blah, 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 blah. And they're just all over the place. What he don't know is somebody's been shaking on him that week. Oh, let me tell you something right now. But I like this little old vessel. Praise God, he is strong. He's steady. He's steadfast. He's solid as a rock. Praise God. He's like old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, we ain't going to bow. Hallelujah. We'll stand with God and he'll stand with us. I don't know about you, but we need some old-fashioned vessels that's solid and steadfast in this world that we live in. I thought about this, and you think about this. He's looking for a vessel that's pure and clean. He's looking for a vessel that magnifies him. He's looking for a vessel that's solid and steadfast. I thought about this. He's looking for a vessel that'll preserve the freshness. Have you ever done this? Have you ever picked one of these up, cracked it open, poured a glass, and took a drink, and it was flat? It's not very appealing when it's flat, is it? It's as flat as a Baptist church member at 11 o'clock on Sunday most of the time. And that's pretty flat. You know, the problem is it's lost the fizz. There's lots of folks have lost the fizz. Lots of folks, you remember when you first got saved, you was bubbling over and you had the joy of the Lord in your heart. You couldn't wait to tell somebody about what the Lord done for you. Man, the preacher didn't have to ask for a testimony. You'd just jump up in the middle of a service because you know why? Because you still had the fizz in your life. But some of y'all lost the fizz a good while back and you sit here flat every service when what you ought to do is say, God, make me a vessel. Let me tell you something. I've drunk out of these that's flat, but I ain't never cracked one of these open and it been flat. Matter of fact, it has so much fizz, if you drink it down too quick, it'll make tears come to your eyes. Hallelujah. I like them old saints of God that's got the juice in their life to the point every now and then, I praise God, they bring the tears to your eyes. Hallelujah to his name. I don't know about you, but I want to have that juice. I want to have that freshness. I want to have that touch of God in my life. Thank God for them old saints of God that still got the fizz. Praise God. Oh, you say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Oh, I saw this vessel and I said, he's looking for one that's pure and clean. He's looking for one that magnifies the Savior. He's looking for one that's solid and steadfast. He's looking for one that will maintain the freshness in his life. But he's also looking for one that's redeemable. When I look at this right here, this vessel is a throwaway. Matter of fact, when I thought about that one that was purified, that when he went through the fire, this one's not purified, he's recycled. There's lots of folks come to the altar and they don't get purified, they just recycle. That's why they go right back in the same hole they was in before revival started. Act like that till the next revival and then come back and recycle again. What y'all do is come up here and get purified. Let God do something in your life that'll last. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, you can give glory and honor to God with your life. But I thought about these vessels here. This one right here, he's pure and he's clean. But I thought about, as I looked at these, I saw how he magnifies the Savior. And I thought about this when I looked at this, and I've lost my train of thought. I've got to get my note here. Let me look. See, it's been a while since I preached this, praise God. He's looking for one that's redeemable. I thought about this when I was growing up. Now, this one's a throwaway. Paul talked about that, didn't he? He said, I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest when I preach myself to others, I myself should become a castaway. Do you realize you can live your life in such a careless manner as a Christian that your testimony will be a throwaway? Your testimony, your life, your spiritual influence, you can become a castaway. I'm not talking about losing your salvation, but I'm talking about losing your testimony and your influence for God. You'll be a vessel of dishonor. But can I say to you, praise God, I like this little vessel right here. When I was a little boy growing up, and I'm going to give my age away now, but you know, back in them days, we had the country store down at the end of the dirt road. And sometimes you didn't have a lot of money. But us youngins, we'd get out back in them days. This is back before all of the ecology nuts came along and told us we was destroying the planet. People all the time buy a bottle of pop, and they'd throw the pop bottle out the window in a little dirt road. You'd go down the ditch lines, man, there'd be pop bottles. We'd pick them up. We'd go pick them up. We'd get enough of them, we'd go down to the store down there. And we didn't have no money, but when we put them bottles up on the counter, that fella behind the counter would give us money for them. Because they were redeemable. They's worth something. I don't know about you, but I want to be a child of God that's worth something to my church. I want to be worth something to the work of God. I want to be worth something to my community. I don't want to be a castaway, but I want to be somebody, hallelujah, that's redeemable. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be a vessel of honor unto God. You say, preacher, what else kind of vessel is he looking for? One that's pure and clean, one that's solid and steadfast, one that maintains the fears in his life. But last of all, he's looking for one that's unique in the world. This company, this is their trademark. That shape of that bottle. If I was in Japan tonight, I can't read Japanese. If I was in a supermarket and I walked down the aisle and I saw Japanese writing on one of these bottles, I say, well, that looks like a Coke. But if I saw that bottle, the distinctive shape, I'd know that I'd recognize it. Can I say to you, a real old-fashioned Christian is easily recognized all around the world. We may not speak the same language. I went on a missions trip, and Brother David Burrell, he's been down there in the Caribbean a lot. I went and preached a week meeting on the island of St. Lucia, and the little building was filled every night. And people, and a lot of those people down there, they speak a combination of French and English, and then they got what's called Creole down there. Every night after I'd preach, the pastor would get up and give an invitation for the older folks in Creole. Well, I can't speak Creole. I speak Mountain City, Tennessee, hillbilly. It's what I speak. But anyway, he could speak it. But you know what? I didn't have to be able to understand Creole to recognize some Christians when I saw them. Hallelujah. Can I say to you, praise God, we're living in a world when it's hard to recognize true. I'm talking about true, born again, bought by the blood of the Lamb Christians. You're not seeing many of those in these days. But thank God, I'm glad we're unique in this world. I thought about that. I got one more thing I want to show you tonight, and I'm going to be through with this message, thinking on the thought of the real thing. If I can get this out of here, I'm going to show you something else. I brought some other fellas with me tonight. I like to look at that 2-liter Coke. He's a Baptist. I brought a Presbyterian with me tonight, Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is a Presbyterian. I got a Methodist here, Pepsi. Or it could be Mella Yella. I brought a Pentecostal. Mountain Dew. It'll tickle your innards is what it says. When I look at all of those, they're all a little bit different. Got a little different packaging, a little bit different flavor. But if you read the ingredients on them, they're all pretty much made out of the same stuff. I'm afraid today sometimes we get to crowing about us Baptists about how right we are, and sometimes I look around and our folks ain't living no better than the Methodist folks are. Ain't living no better than the Presbyterian folks are. Ain't living no better than the Pentecostal folks are. But you know what this world really needs to see is not another Methodist, not another Pentecostal, not another Presbyterian, not even another Baptist. What they need to see is the real thing. An old-time Christian. That's what they need to see. He said, in a great house, that are not only vessels of gold and of silver, some of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. But he said this, the power lies in your hands tonight. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use. And I'm glad, praise God, if you'll come tonight and say, I want to be that kind of vessel. You may be that tonight already. And if you are, I thank God for it. And I know there are some of these old-fashioned saints in this building tonight. But can I say every one of us need to examine our lives and say, God, help me. You see, we're carrying that treasure again. It's not about the vessel so much, but the fact is it's about what we're carrying tonight. And I don't know about you, I want to be
the real thing. Let's bow our head tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You've got the message. I want to ask you tonight, as we stand to our feet, some have already come to this altar tonight. God's spoken to their heart. Somebody comes to get something played, Brother Allen, if you want to. God's speaking to your heart. Do you want to be that kind of vessel tonight? You want to be a vessel of honor unto God? You come tonight and say, I want God to purge me. I want Him to make me clean. I want to purge myself. And preach, I want God to help me, that I could just show the love of Jesus Christ, that when folks look at me, they wouldn't see me, but they'd see Him. They'd see the product. Preacher, I just want God to help me, that I could be a vessel that bring honor to His name. Preacher, I want God to have my life. I want to be yielded to Him. I want to just bring glory to His name. I wonder how many more, anybody else, this altar's filled tonight. God's speaking to your heart. You might be here and you say, Preacher, boy, I tell you what, I sure needed that message tonight. There may be some of you here tonight and you say, Preacher, I'm not a Christian. I've never been saved. I'm not a vessel of honor. You can be tonight, friend. If you're here tonight lost, you need the Lord, you can come. He'll save you tonight. He'll make you that vessel of honor tonight. Aren't you glad for the day that you surrendered your life to Him and you said, God, just take me and use me. And Lord, I pray that you get glory out of everything that's done in my life. I wonder, anyone else tonight? Maybe while these are praying, somebody in the pews might lift your hand and say, Preacher, I've got a burden, I've got a need, I've got something I need God's people to help me pray about. Would you lift a hand anywhere in the building? Anybody like that? I see that. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else tonight? God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else tonight waiting just a moment while we're praying? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else? Father, we thank you tonight for what you've done for us in this meeting. Thank you for your goodness and grace, and thank you for your mercy and your long suffering. God, I praise you that you have allowed us, Lord. You've given us the opportunity. You've given us the instruction, Lord, that we can be a vessel of honor unto God, sanctified, meet and for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Father, I pray, would you help all of us tonight, Lord, to desire, Lord, we don't. None of us want to be a castaway. None of us want to be that. But Lord, help us to be that vessel that has the freshness of God, the touch of God. Lord, help us that we might have the joy of the Lord bubbling up in our soul. Father, I pray, would you help me tonight? God, I always want to be the real thing. God, don't let me settle for anything less. God, I want to be real. Lord, I ask you to touch me tonight. Help me, God. Lord, we understand we have this treasure in earthen vessels, God, but I pray, would you help us? Lord, you said, you declared that we can be, that we should be a vessel of honor. And Father, I pray tonight, would you help all of these that are here? Enable every one of these saints of God that's come here tonight, Lord, surrendering, laying their lives on this altar. God, I pray, would you raise up some vessels of honor in this place, Lord, that might magnify the Savior. Father, I pray, would you help them to be unique when the lost world looks at them? Lord, may they see something that they need in their life. And Father, I pray, would you help us all? Lord, I pray that we just have a walk with you, Lord, that we glorify your name. Father, we give you praise tonight for all you've done. Bless every heart that's gathered here in this altar. Meet every need of those who lifted hands. God, you know what the need is. And Lord, I pray you'd help us all. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to his name. Oh, yes, praise God. Amen. Preacher, you come. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.